Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Now, this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
And you know, Griff, before you go on, we are looking for our guest, who's Granny Annie.
Oh, Granny Annie,
and we don't have her on the line as yet.
Oh, I wonder where she is.
I don't know. Melissa is beside herself looking for her.
That must be interesting.
To see two Melissas
side by side.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Baby.
Yeah, and I have to, so I'm going to take this moment to congratulate Melissa.
Why?
Because she got our grandson, Joey, graduated from high school this week.
Oh, great.
It's not easy. Joey's getting a present, of course, but Melissa's getting a nice gift from me and from John this year, because any mothers and fathers out there, it is not easy to get a kid graduated from high school. I watched when they were little, they didn't like homework, and Melissa sat with them every night. I remember Joey's little lisp. Joey had a lisp when he was real little.
Aww.
Melissa worked with him hours and hours and days and days, and he got rid of the lisp. And, you know, just I'm congratulating her motherhood this week.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I had to say it.
It is a landmark.
And to all the parents out there who have gotten a kid through to graduation this year, congratulations to you parents. It was a lot of hard work. I get the drift.
It means you're no longer grounded. The 18 years grounding is over.
That's right. And now he's going to, Joey's going to go to Mesa College for 2 years, community college for 2 years.
In Arizona?
No, here.
Oh, it's there?
San Diego, yeah.
Oh, San Diego.
And then he's either going to go to SDSU, where his mother graduated from, Melissa.
Oh, great.
Or he's going to go to San Marcos State. So we're not sure yet, but he's doing great.
Well, he has choices.
Congratulations, Melissa. Guess who we found? Yay!
Let me guess.
Okay, Griff, go ahead with your intro.
Well, okay. I got to clear my throat, sorry. You know, change on eBay is nothing new, but some of us have a longer perspective on it than others. And with us now to give her long take on five ways eBay has improved over her 15 years on the site is Ann Timbreza. She's our own beloved Granny Annie. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Stuff from Hawaii. And if you're looking her up, I'll give you that spelling. It's Stuff-from-Hawaii. Granny Annie, we hear you've been on bed rest this year with a lot of time to think about eBay. Tell us how you're feeling.
I'm doing a lot better. I have been extremely sick. In fact, everybody's surprised that I'm even living. But I'm doing real well. Most of it is over. They
can't
have finally
keep
found out what is wrong, what's wrong with me, and have put a Band-Aid on it. I don't know if it's ever going to get fixed, but it has a Band-Aid. And
well,
so I'm doing real well.
We're glad you're still with us.
And I did, that's all I could do for months, was just sit and do eBay and list and check out what was happening around eBay. And it became so clear to me a lot that what eBay was doing.
Well, what's the first way that eBay has improved?
When I first started, we didn't get anything. I mean, we just put things up in a very short little listing form, and eBay didn't know to help us. And as it progressed, eBay has done so much research that they now tell us how to do it, and so many people don't listen in listing in your title.
Yeah.
For years, they've told us, don't do capitals. And then they gave us the 880 letters we could use, and people don't use them. And so if you don't use them, then you're losing out on hits. You're not using enough keywords. You're not getting all of the sellers that you could. You're not selling as fast, and you're not getting the prices. You're still selling, but not like you should.
Right.
And then eBay has put in drop boxes, the item specific. You don't even have to think. It's all there. You just drop it down and pick. And in your description, it's all so much simpler now. It's easy. It's clean cut. But if you don't do it, then it's not going to work for you. You're not going to sell, and you're not going to get the prices.
What do you
think? I ran through so many in search that had two words. One of them was, all the description was 16 inches. Now, how is that person ever going to sell that item? And how are you going to buy a puzzle that doesn't tell you whether it's new or used?
Absolutely. That's very important, yes.
And how are you going to buy a shirt that you say is extra large?
That's an important one, yes.
And you don't measure anything. The people that are not selling, this is a lot of the problems. When you make a description, it's a description. Every letter should be, every word should be capitalized. There should not be any capitalized little letter, capitalized all the way through a certain kind of little pattern, because people are not going to waste their time with you.
Yeah, it's true.
They're busy. They are looking for business people. And when you get down, the only thing eBay can do for you is get you to the page. They cannot make a seller, a buyer, click you on. But by your title, you can make that buyer want to click you on. He has a picture, and he has a color of an item. That's all he's got.
Yeah.
So in the first 4 or 5 words, if you don't tell him what else you have is about this item, he's going to pass you by.
We're speaking with top-rated seller Stuff from Hawaii, Granny Annie, who's been selling on eBay for 15 years, over 15 years. And she's been on bed rest this year, so she's had a lot of time to think about eBay. And she's just kind of telling us that eBay has made some good decisions to benefit eBay sellers, but that some sellers are not using them.
That's true.
What do you think about Best Offer, Granny Annie?
Oh, I think Best Offer is the greatest thing. It gives you another crack at the buyer. A buyer comes in and offers you, it doesn't make any difference what he offers you. It gives you the opportunity to say yes or no. And it also gives you the opportunity to say, wait, I do need a little bit more. I appreciate your offer, but I just need a little more money for this because of the expense. And so you can get it or not. But you should give yourself, if you give yourself all of the opportunities that eBay gives you, you can do well. I've been it's amazing to me that I have sold 1,200 things this year, 1,200 items on two sites when I was in the hospital for 60 days and couldn't do anything, but I could keep tweaking my items. And when you list one time, it's not over. If you don't sell it, then you've got to go back in and redo it. You've got to give your items. And the neatest thing I think about eBay is they have told me how to do it right. And then they give me a reward for doing what I'm supposed to be doing anyway. I'm a top seller, and I get I get money back. And I am just doing what I'm supposed to do. I give excellent service. If you tell if you tell a buyer that you're going to ship it the next day, then ship it the next day. If you're not going to ship it the next day, don't tell the buyer you're going to ship it. And you've got to watch your merchandise. I noticed I was doing some research last night, and there was a post that said, when I took the pictures, I noticed a spot on it. Well, don't sell it. You are looking for a negative.
Yeah, that's... Boy, you
Griff
somebody,
agrees with you on that
well,
one.
Well, on that point, somebody in a group last night posted on Facebook... They had bought a shirt and it had some magic marker stains. They were Sharpie stains. They were pretty prominent, and they were asking how they get them out. And a lot of people posted their particular tricks. You know, using a specific detergent or something. I said my trick works all the time. Step one: examine spot carefully. Number two: if it's ink or magic marker, put the item back on the rack. Step three: walk away.
Absolutely. If I've already bought it and paid for it and didn't notice it until I got ready to take the pictures, then I just put it in the yard sale file and march on.
Granny Annie, we have to say goodbye, but we're going to miss you this year in Vegas.
Yes, we are.
I am too. Maybe next year.
I hope so.
You did marketing for us on your little scooter there every year. And we love you dearly and we'll miss you, Granny Annie.
This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, open phones at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When processing labels and tracking numbers, it's best to keep your system as simple and straightforward as possible. Consider an integrated shipping program, one that takes full advantage of all the features eBay and the USPS have developed together. It will save both time and money. You'll keep your customers quickly informed of their tracking numbers and delivery times. It'll keep you out of the weeds when managing the pesky details of these transactions. And remember, with an integrated program, you get the full benefit of eBay's USPS discounts. Plus, you'll have an orderly record of all your shipments and deliveries, with customized shipping labels to boot. Automation, the 21st century, right in your own business space. What a concept!
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
The lights are on in the packing room. I wonder if the new guy we hired came in early today.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm just testing this bubble cushion roll here.
Well, that's the last roll we have, and we need every bit of it for our client's shipments.
I'm really sorry, Sam. It was just so much fun.
Ridiculous? Well, maybe so. But the reality of being short on vital supplies is not something you ever want to have to encounter. There is good news, however. Bubble Fast. If you find yourself short on shipping supplies, call Bubble Fast right now. They have a full line of eco-friendly products, biodegradable packing peanuts, padded mailers, and much more. And Bubble Fast offers free shipping on most items. Bubble Fast carries what you need because they are shippers too. Give them a call, won't you? Right now at 877-599-7447. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast.